This is KCUR 89.3. The massive size and strength of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma have people talking about how much, if at all, climate change adds to the destructive nature of such storms. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, one organization is trying to get Kansas teachers to call global warming into question.
A few months ago, teachers across the country started receiving a book and DVD in the mail. The book is called Why Scientists Disagree About Global Warming, and it was produced by a Chicago-based conservative think tank called the Heartland Institute.
I believe it ended up being a little over 250,000 books that went out to teachers.
That's Lenny Jarrett, who manages the project for Heartland, which, by the way, is now led by former Kansas Congressman Tim Huell's camp. Step one, Jarrett says, gathering alternatives to the Al Gore theory of climate change.
We knew the other side, the alarmist side, was already being discussed. So our goal was to try to get both sides discussed by having something from more of the realist side in the discussion.
Step two, deliver the book and DVD to every, mind you, science teacher in America.
My name is Drew Ising. I'm a high school biology teacher and environmental science teacher and the president of the Kansas Association of Biology Teachers.
Ising is teaching his students at Baldwin City High School in Douglas County that climate change is man-made, mostly from CO2 emissions, an alarmist in Heartland's view.
They think that teachers are being persuaded or tricked by science and government and media to teach climate change in one way, and that they think that that way is disingenuous and flawed.
He says he carefully read the Heartland Institute's book, even highlighted some portions, and watched the DVD that came with it. Both, he says, are slick and professional.
As a student, we learn to ask questions about everything. Today, an important question is, what's really causing global warming? We're told it's CO2, but I was surprised to learn it could be something else. We certainly need to find out the truth.
The truth, according to the Heartland Institute, is that nobody knows for sure what's causing the climate to change. Jarrett says it might be human activity, but it might not. And he maintains that many teachers agree that the science isn't settled, but they're scared to say so because of political pressure from their peers.
And a lot of people don't follow the science. They're following an agenda and pushing an agenda into the schools and into this politically.
You don't have a political agenda?
Our agenda is just free market ideas.
Michael Ralph teaches at the Center for STEM Learning at the University of Kansas. The center teaches science teachers. He says not only is climate science settled, but he's offended by Heartland's intrusion.
We have our science expertise. We have our familiarity with sound teaching. And so it's really frustrating to think that there's a group of people out there investing time and money to try and create discord in our profession, because by and large, science teachers know better than this.
In fact, the Kansas Department of Education standards are quite clear. Human activities are major factors in global warming. That standard is unlikely to change because Heartland, so far, hasn't targeted boards of education or teachers' colleges. Ralph says part of what he does is teach teachers how to talk with parents who believe climate change is a fraud, something made up by liberals and the media. A confrontation drew Ising.
I haven't had...
That's him knocking on wood.
In my 10 years of doing this now, I haven't really had a student that said it. Humans have no part to play in this.
And Ising says he's heard a few parent or student confrontations from his biology colleagues around Kansas. In the end, while Ising clearly disagrees with the book, he says it makes him a better teacher. The disagreement helps him understand the controversy and, he says, a new way to reach his students. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.